Sports.com.
Everybody is talking about. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. Paul Ryan, the congressman from Wisconsin, who came out with the Republican version of a budget that lots of Democrats didn't like and squashed. However, Ryan is a rising star in the GOP. He is liked by a lot of people in his home territory, and others outside of the boundaries, too. Even some Democrats, they didn't like the budget. It was easy to squash it, very different from their own, because he was talking about actually cutting lots of things to try to balance the budget. The particular item that was very unpopular was talking about Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security, ultimately almost privatizing it. This was just a proposed budget that never had a chance to go all the way through because of the numbers, as you know, in the chambers. But now it's kind of on trial with the Democrats on the campaign trail, meaning President Obama and Joe Biden, the VP, is doing a little bit of that too. But will it really amount to a hill of beans when it comes to the people who vote ultimately on November 6th? I'll say this over and over and over again. I know there's a lot of dead horses running around this studio, but it's so obvious that people in America care about what's in their wallet, what's happening in their neighborhoods. Can they still grab the brass ring? Do they still have the opportunity to enjoy the freedoms that were fought for that made this country so great? That's what people in America care about. Mitt Romney in Florida talked about a couple of things, including gun laws, because there was a shooting outside of College Park, right where Texas A&M is, that left one police officer dead, the gunman himself and another, along with three officers wounded and recovering, thank goodness, now at this point, and another innocent bystander. So this is three shootings within 2 months. You know what antenna goes up? Gun rights versus gun control. Romney made it very clear where he stands on that one.
We haven't gone through piece by piece and said, oh, here's a place where there's a difference. I can't imagine any two people, even in the same party, who have exactly the same positions on all issues. But my plan for Medicare is very similar to his plan for Medicare.
And he also talked about, and I think we have that, he also talked about he talked about Medicare, Medicaid, but he talked about, we'll get that later, he talked about gun laws and the fact that there's always a radical debate when it comes to the issue of guns, because he was asked about that when he was in Florida. Besides, like I said, the obvious thing about Medicare, Medicaid, he was asked about guns, and everybody's going to be asked about that because this is going to be part of what will be discussed whenever there's a shooting, especially when you have so many back-to-back. And with three people dead after the shooting near Texas A&M, that became a heavy part of the dialogue during the day. So now the question becomes, Romney was in Florida, Obama was in Iowa, Ryan was in Iowa, and Biden is out there stumping too. We were close to ultimately both conventions. Tampa, the Republican convention, is in a matter of weeks, just 2 weeks, actually a little less than that, and the race is on for not only raising as much money as possible, but also getting to the finish line. And as I said, a couple of familiar things will keep being tossed around. Here is Romney on guns after what happened at Texas A&M.
I happen to believe that this is not a matter of of the weapon that it's used. It's a matter of the individuals and the choices these people make, and we have to understand how to prevent those kinds of choices from being made. I don't think gun laws are the answer. It's radical and extreme to pass on trillions of dollars of debts to our children, knowing that we're never going to pay back these obligations that we've taken on. We expect, by virtue of our plan to get this country back on track, that we're going to be successful here in Florida and across the country.
Yeah, so there you go. Pretty much he spelled it out for you. I don't think this is any kind of a departure whatsoever for Romney. Let's go to Rick, who's listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Rick, thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
Yeah, this Romney campaign, you know, thinking like a rock. Go ahead, pick Paul Ryan, try to get people enthused about him, but I don't think it's going to last very long.
I think it's a I'll tell you what. I think it's a toss-up. It depends on who you talk to. In New Hampshire, they're saying, boy, it's neck and neck from all these polls that we're doing. You know, Obama and Romney are just a couple of points within each other. These are polls. The Romney being put on the ticket over the weekend, Gallup showed that it was 37% of the people that were polled thought it was a good idea. So that's not a high number compared to what Sarah Palin had and Joe Biden had last time around in 2008. So ultimately, what does it mean? It's a toss-up. I think Democrats see this as an advantage, but I think Republicans see it as an advantage because of, and you know this, Rick, because of the conservative, super, super conservative side of the Republican base and the Tea Party, which would go hand in hand with that, how many will go out and, you know, how many will go out and vote and how many independents will go the way of Obama versus Romney?
Well, he's wanting to cut Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security for seniors, so there'll probably be a lot of senior people go out and vote against him. Baby boomers are getting ready to retire, and they want their Social Security and all that. So.
Yeah, I think the for Romney, as I said, besides the obvious things that are coming up, the Medicare Medicaid thing is, and they're saying, listen, this is not. So it's sort of was Ryan a good pick? Is this a gift for the Democrats or for the Republicans? Because what Romney and Ryan, Rick, are both doing is they're on the offense with Medicare. This isn't a secret. They knew that this was going to be something they were going to get hammered on because of his budget. They're being asked all kinds of questions about it, and they're answering those questions, saying that they need to make major changes to rein in federal spending, but that... he's got examples of how things would work, and it's certainly not going to push grandma down the steps. But can they prove that point or not? I mean, this is why Romney is in Florida, to come at the critics who say that his vice presidential candidate is going to kill Medicare, Medicaid. So Romney has not made Ryan's plan a part of his platform, by the way, in the 2012 campaign. He's not saying that that's his plan whatsoever. That's Paul Ryan's plan, not his. So I think that question is going to keep coming around and around and around on a loop, but they're certainly figuring ways to answer that. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Walks barely down the street, the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. The sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
All right, speaking of dust, the Democrats trying to leave Paul Ryan in the dust. After all, it is supposed to be a friendly fight, I suppose. But what we're seeing with crops is the death of so many of our crops that our bills have gone sky high at the grocery store. And we know the end of this tale. It doesn't end well for most of us. The president blamed Paul Ryan, the VP candidate, for blocking a farm bill that could help voters in Iowa and other places with the crippling drought, as both of them are in Iowa. I mentioned this already, and the timing was perfect for Obama because they're talking about the relief that now is going to go the way of the farmers, with $107 million worth of purchasing stuff for food banks, meaning, you know, catfish and other things that they'll have in the coffers. This was big because of the fact of the drought. And the president said a couple of interesting things, including we'd all like to do that old ancient ceremonial dance where we can ask for the rain to rain. So many of us have done that. Living in a drought state, I know exactly what that's like. But as he said, there's only one way to go with this.
Understand, this won't solve the problem. We can't make it rain. But this will help families like the McIntoshes in states across the country, including here in Iowa. I've directed the Department of Agriculture and the Small Business Administration to help give farmers and small businesses across 32 states access to low-interest emergency loans.
Yeah, those loans will help, absolutely, because at this point, when everything's just turning to dust, and it is, I've been out to some of those fields, seen them actually in Texas, in the great state of Texas, they're having problems with that. So here, Obama used a minute to try to pin this on Ryan a little bit, talking about how important the Farm Bill is to Iowa and rural communities. And he said, if you happen to see Congressman Ryan, tell him that Obama carried Iowa in 2008, but polls show a very tight race in this state that's a battleground state now, less than 3 months from the election. Ryan in Iowa, I think, determines whether conservatives are excited for this ticket for Romney Ryan and his budget plans and all that kind of stuff. See, here's the thing. Paul Ryan says he has a plan to save America. He's not running for president, though. He's on the undercard. So Ryan and Romney both realize they have to embrace seniors. That's certainly a big part of the demographic. And that's what they'll do. Explain away, if they have to explain what's clear on the Medicare reform plan. So Ryan needs to make that clear, that it won't impact older Americans of today, that this won't be class warfare, and that's not the idea of it. Ryan, by the way, if you need a little scoop on him, has been in Congress for a long time. He was elected pretty young. He's 42 years old. He's been there for 14 years. He's a guy who's been conservative from day one. He's a big Washington person. He's been in Washington, knows the ropes, that whole thing, gets along with lots of Democrats, even if they attack his budget plan, and even if they've been doing it for a long time and saying that he is frightening off seniors. He needs to make it clear that his plan is not going to jeopardize health care and the coverage of seniors. He needs to say that his plan doesn't kick in until the baby boomer generation moves through Medicare, that that's not what this is about, and not to just emphasize entitlement reform, but growth in the economy and job creation and that kind of stuff. And I think that's what they're doing so far at this point, explaining what that means, explaining what his budget means instead of the I'm pushing grandma down the steps, which the timing is interesting because most voters still want to see Obama's health care law repealed. 56% are in favor of repealing the law. You may be one of them. I know that there's things that are in this law that should have never gone through, and that's part of the problem. So I agree that this has to be parceled out. The Rasmussen reports showed the 56% of likely U.S. voters favor the repeal of the law. 38% are opposed to it. 46% strongly favor repeal. And then you could go on from there. Most government employees are opposed to repeal. That makes sense because of where they sit. And when you know, entrepreneurs, 61% favor repeal. So do 56% of those who work for someone else in the private sector, and then the numbers go from there. Healthcare will be part of the vice presidential debates and certainly part of the presidential debates, too. I'm certain of that. There will be other things that come up. A lot of it centered around money, 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 money. It's obvious. What is it that people are struggling with? What comes in and what goes out? What comes in and what goes out? You have to have an equal distribution. Because while our government can't balance a budget and they can toss it aside and put a Band-Aid over it, we can't do that. Eventually you lose your house, you lose your car, you lose things that you have to have. Necessities, not frivolous things. So at some point, something has to give. And what is it that has to give? So more Republicans are paying close attention to the election now Ryan's pick probably boosts Republican support with the younger voters, and the super PAC will come to his aid. Some of the super PACs raising, I think, crazy amounts of money. I had lunch with a friend who's been involved in politics of a different sort and believes truly he wouldn't be shocked if we were talking about $2 or $3 billion even that Romney and Ryan's ticket raises through their PACs, while the Democrats will mightily struggle to try to make that much up. Initially, Obama's people said it was going to take $1 billion. I agree. I think it's going to take a lot more than $1 billion. Doesn't that sound so crazy? Running for president, I need $2 billion to win the office. What could we do in this country with $2 billion extra dollars? What could we do with that money? Well, I can think of a lot of places where we need it, where we could shift it. But instead, it gets whittled away on running for office, but a necessary evil because you have to be able to compete. You have to be able to have the ads out there that go up against the other guy's ads. You have to buy that precious airtime in some key slots. And with the NFL coming up and some other highly watched things, you can bet that they'll be looking for places to put the ads in, where they'll get high visibility in some of the swing states. And it's going to be a pounding session between the Democrats and the Republicans. I can't imagine this is not going to be shake hands and it's all good. And in the end, we're not really taking any big swings. I think there's going to be a lot of big swings that are ultimately taken in trying to keep the presidency and trying to get the presidency just as equally. I think just as equally that's going to be part of the deal. Coming up here on America Tonight, one of my favorite segments that we do is about the numbers. It's called We Can Count, and we're going to count. We're going to count some of the numbers that are out there from all different kinds of things that are happening, not necessarily just politics. Actually, a couple of sad things have happened while you were sleeping, including a horrible bus accident. Boy, I'll give you a hint, they just keep getting pounded in India, cannot get a break in that country with the massive amount of people and some of the things that have shifted. And we're going to tell you about that next, and ultimately what it meant for lots and lots of people.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AirFusion systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And boy, we have a lot of numbers to get to in this edition of We Can Count. We're just going to roll right into it. GM recalls over 38,000 police Impalas. You know those beautiful Impalas that used to chase you around? Well, they're recalling them because they say that they have lower front control arms that could break and would have a terrible crash if that happens. That's a lot. That's a lot of cars in the U.S. More in Canada, too. They're saying 1,700 or so on top of that in Canada make up the whole amount, actually. And the cars are from 2008 to 2012. Non-versions of the Impala that are non-police versions aren't affected by this. How about that? They discovered the problem after they got reports from two police fleets of the problem with the arms that had fractured, and they say the recall entails replacing both the front and the lower arms, and they're hoping to do that by August 21st. Ooh, August 21st. That's a lot of cars to get in and work on and take that piece apart. But thank goodness they uncovered that, because of the amount of accidents. You think what those police cruisers go through, and then look at the years that I mentioned. That's pretty scary. This is pretty scary, too. And, you know, kids don't think of this. Michael Dell, the man whose computer's all over the place, named for him, the Dell Computers, his kids are undermining the $2.7 million security that he has lined up for his family. And why? How are they doing that? Well, for example, he has an 18-year-old daughter who was shopping somewhere in New York, and she tweeted and detailed her GPS information that could track her exact location. And she even tweeted the location of her high school graduation dinner, for goodness sake. This young son, Zach, who's 15, was on a Tumblr blog called Rich Kids on Instagram. That's nice. And it showed him in front of a grand buffet just before leaving for Fiji on the family's jet. Oh, what a rough life for these children. But they're not even paying attention. They're just saying, okay, here's where we are, because that's what happens with social media. People tweet their exact locations, and if somebody wanted to come after you, boy, here you go. Here's the map. Here's exactly where I am. All right, this is not a shocker. We've talked about this already. We knew this was going to happen. Chris Christie is giving the keynote address at the Republican National Convention. The GOP's been talking about lots of people who will be there speaking, and he is the crown jewel. He's set. He's the guy that who's going to deliver Mitt Romney, in a sense. And this all happens in Tampa, Florida. He has that long record of cutting the state's budget and pushing back the public sector unions and dealing with a Democratic legislature, because that's what Chris Christie has. And he's perfect with his fire and kind of brimstone. I don't even know if it's brimstone, but his fiery approach. He fits absolutely as the keynote guy. He was the most sought after person to speak, really, after 2008. People were talking to him. They were talking about him possibly running for president. So not president, but he will take his place on the podium, and we'll see what kind of a keynote address that'll be. But he's pretty good speaking. I don't think that they'll have any problems with him. So that's a smart move, and we knew it. We knew that this was happening. It just becomes official. This is sad, sad, sad story out of Texas A&M. A guy gets delivered an eviction notice, gets a semi-automatic weapon out, and starts shooting people near the Texas A&M University. A lot of police officers were in the middle of this. One died. Three others were injured because of it. So what they're telling people at this point is there was massive gunfire that was exchanged, and they note that, unfortunately, the person who did the shooting, Thomas Kefal, who was 35 years old, described as somebody who was sick in the sense that he was feeling ill, is what his mother says, decides that he was going to open fire when he was given the eviction notice. And such a terrible tragedy for that to happen. One police officer, as I said, dead. Three others injured. Another bystander was also injured in this. And another one was killed. And I guess, you know, do you know what people are capable of? And the answer is, I guess not. Who knew that this was brewing? And so here we go, another shooting, completely different from the other two, but a shooting nonetheless, which will certainly be part of the fuel that's used in the gun debates that are bound to happen when everybody comes back into Washington. If nothing else, I call it the just for show, and it might just be for show to flex some muscle, because it's too close to an election, there's too much going on. But you can bet in the next legislative session after the beginning of the year, this is going to be hot and heavy, the gun debate, because it's been fueled by the things that have happened. The former Cosmo editor, a magazine that in its day was a real renegade rag, Helen Gurley Brown, died at the age of 90. She'd kind of been in and out of the hospital, and she was all about sex and the single girl. She was a recognized magazine editor without a doubt and really grew Cosmopolitan. She had lots of famous people on the covers of her magazine. She's famous for Burt Reynolds' nude spread. And ultimately, they decided to wrap up the magazine when the internet became so big, but for decades it was around, and a lot of people read Cosmopolitan magazine, and it was a breakthrough from even the editing point of view for the subscriptions, the amount of subscriptions they were able to get. This story's making the rounds, a mother and a son stealing more than $2 million in expensive toys. They stashed them inside the boxes of cheaper products that they bought at Toys R Us across the country. And finally, the law caught up to them. Broward County Sheriff's deputies say Michael and Margaret Pallara sold the big stuff that they got online. They were arrested, and they face all kinds of charges, all kinds of theft charges. They're in jail. And Toys R Us, which is in 27 states, they visited 139 of them in 27 states. They went to Hawaii, New York, and California. They bought $7,000 worth of small stuff to fuel the scam, and then they were able to get all the bigger stuff and walk out with it. So they would do things like they fill a large box with expensive toys, more expensive toys, $150 Lego sets and Leapster pads worth $99 a piece. They would hide the cheap stuff somewhere around the store, pay for the inexpensive large box filled with more expensive stuff, and that's how they kind of pulled this little scam on them. So then what do? They put it on eBay and PayPal accounts, naturally. So they had more than 900,000 in eBay and PayPal. Yeah, where are you getting all that stuff? Oh, you just happen to have it around the house? No. We pulled a fast one, and we were able to get some of the more expensive stuff while paying for all the little piddly stuff. Whew. That's a bad scam. You want to get nabbed for that. The amount of money that they stole is the key thing, and what they did. I hate to bounce back on a sad story, but I feel compelled to talk about it being from Philadelphia, New Jersey. The folks in Philly are saying that a car and a city bus collided in North Philly, killed a car passenger, injured a driver, 11 people on the bus. Boy, these bus accidents, you wonder if they're ever going to get seatbelts. And what happened was the car veered onto the oncoming lane and hit the bus that was southbound, killed somebody instantly, injured the driver. 11 people on the bus, including the bus operator, were taken to hospital, but none of the injuries, thank goodness, were life-threatening. It had to be some scary moments sitting there watching that happen, though. It's almost like if you've ever been in an accident, it's like that it's like that slow motion thing where you see it, but you can't stop it. You can only brace yourself, and I think that's the description that I've heard, that is what it was like for them, too, where you're just watching it unfold, and you can't do anything about it. Coming up, we're going to talk about what's going to kick in on Wednesday that will affect immigration big time. A lot of people not so happy about it, including a congressman from Texas.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight. Remember, you can always chime in. My bad. Let me give out those digits. Paul Ryan, yay or nay for the party, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Pretty open-ended question. The Democrats are claiming, woohoo, this is a layup for us. We're going to crucify the Republicans on Medicare, Medicaid, and make all of the older people think that they are going to have to explain themselves to death panels. And they're going to have to choose door A or B, which is, of course, ridiculous. That's not going to happen. And Romney and Ryan are explaining it away in a very succinct, boom, let's get over it, move on, forget it. This is not going to affect anyone who's older, anyone who's a baby boomer. It's way after that that we're ultimately talking about. There's going to be a massive explosion that you can feel across the nation when this becomes a reality, because we live in such a busy world, even though we've talked about it here on the show, and other, I'm sure, talk show hosts have talked about it. You've read about it in the papers or read about it online. The new legislation that's coming down the pike that will help 800,000 to a million people get working permits is about to kick in. Now, the Obama folks and congressional Democrats are blocking legislation that would punish nations that refuse to repatriate their own citizens after they have served time for committing crimes in the U.S. The Democrats are leaving it to the State Department to handle the issue diplomatically, and that has infuriated Texas Congressman Ted Poe. He's pushing to withhold visas to nations that refuse to take back their own, and I agree with him. So you've got criminal aliens in the United States among us from China, Cuba, Vietnam, Pakistan. After they've been pushed out of the country, they remain free in the U.S. to commit, guess what? How are they surviving? New crimes. Because their countries won't take them back. In 2001, remember, the Supreme Court ruled that U.S. immigration officials can only hold someone for 6 months. When a home nation refuses to take back a national, they have to release them no matter what the crime. That's nice. No matter what the crime. Think about those words. This, while the so-called peace of the Dream Act kicks in on Wednesday, and I think people are going to be surprised who were kind of a little asleep at the wheel that this is happening, that so many people are going to get these work permits, and then what does that do to the already stressed job situation? I'll tell you what it does. It topples it even more. Because you have young people who, of course, are disillusioned. They get a degree, and they think that they can get some kind of a job, some kind of a way to move up the chain, and they can't. So there are a lot of disappointed people who don't understand why they're not getting what they were promised. But they were promised there would be something for them in the end. They were promised that there would be a job. And the answer is, good luck with that. In the meantime, Google's Motorola Mobility is going to get rid of 4,000 jobs. 4,000 jobs are going to cut. So what's going on with Google? They talked about the fact that they bought Frommer's, so that's the whole travel guide thing, and they're going to be able to do more there for people with GPS, but the Motorola Mobility was bought by Google for $12.5 billion. They're going to cut 20% of their workforce, shut down a third of their offices, too. And they say that the reason they're doing it is to return Motorola to profitability after it lost money in 14 of the last 16 quarters. Oh, that's not good. 14 of the last 16. So they're going to turn it around. They're going to try to turn it around. They're going to lay off 4,000 workers is what it comes down to. And that's a lot. That's significant. 4,000 employees, because they're not profitable. And they're not making low-end devices anymore, and they decide they're going to focus on a few sets instead of dozens. Remember that? It was so confusing. You go into the store. Here's our 25 different models. Pick which one best suits your personality. Ugh. And I know that's a slight exaggeration, but trust me, not that much of an exaggeration. These kids, I wonder if they'll grow up to be politicians, because what are they being taught? Every Detroit student who shows up on the student count day will be able to answer yes, and that's because of the donation from a midtown in Detroit, place where they sell sneakers. The they made an arrangement with the school district to give away a free pair of black leather Nikes to every student who comes back to class on October 3rd. Boy, that'd be incentive, wouldn't it? Come back to school, you have the best shoes that you've ever had in your life. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to go back to school and get the shoes, but how long before they turn around and they're out the door? The thing with the bribe deal is you have to be careful that you just don't bribe them away and chase them away. And I don't think it's going to chase. It's going to draw kids to the school, but will it help them with all the problems they're having? Will it help the kids to get along? Will it change the community atmosphere? What does this do for the school district? And the school district's going to hand out vouchers to every kid in every grade. That'll add up to maybe up to 17,000 rather, pair of shoes. Whew. That is a lot of cost to absorb. 17,000 pairs of shoes. They didn't have to bribe us to go back to school. Did you have to be bribed to go back to school? Do you remember what happened the first day when you went back to school? My mother told us, you better not turn around and come back to the house. This is it. Get on that bus and you are done. But bribing them to get them to stay, I'd say that's the thing. How do they get them to stay? How do they get them to stay? And I keep mentioning this, not leave, so they can improve test scores and start new clubs and all that kind of stuff. I don't think we can answer that in this show, let alone any of the shows that we do. We'd have to divvy up the amount of people where it would make sense, and I'm not so sure it makes sense. I'm not so sure it makes sense. I mentioned that Chris Christie was speaking at the convention. Someone noticeably absent is Sarah Palin, the former VP candidate, will not speak at the nominating convention in that Florida city. She released a statement because people were bugging her whether or not they were going to see her, and apparently the answer is pretty clear. No. Which I'm not really that surprised by, because there were a lot of other people much more polished in a different way that they could go to, so that's exactly what the Republicans did. They weren't going to wait around. They were going to make a different move. And it's probably smart to do that and keep the focus on Romney and Ryan and let it play out. Let the drama play out. See who's zooming who. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks so much to Matt Johnson for his fine work on the technicals and all of you listening to America Tonight.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.